This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. It's so good to start the day together, going to God and saying, God, I want to build my life around what you want to build it around. I want you to be at the center of everything I do today. Because when you put God at the center of your life, He gets involved and He makes your life so full of meaning, so full of purpose. He gives you the strength to face whatever He allows into your day. And you can shine as a light even in the darkest place, the darkest circumstance. You're able to love people who you might not have been able to love on your own, but God loving them through you. Nothing better than to put God in the center of your day. Well, that's what we do each weekday morning at this time. We come and spend some time with God in the Bible. Today, we want to look in Psalm 119, one of the great chapters in the Bible, the longest chapter in the Bible. And in this chapter, it's totally focused on the impact of God's Word in our lives. This week, we're talking all week about guidance, finding out what God wants to do in my life, how God wants to lead me. And there's such a simple, clear principle for us about guidance in Psalm 119, verse 105. Here's what the psalmist says to us. Your word, talking to God, this is a prayer, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Well, you see the principle immediately, don't you? If you want guidance, if you want to know what God wants for your life, what God wants in the decision you're facing, what God wants for your future, near or far, the place to go for insight is to God's Word. Your Word, God's word for us that we can go to so readily is the Bible. Your word is a lamp to my feet. Now, the lamp in Bible times was just a little wick sticking in some oil and sticking out the spout of a little clay jar that you would carry. And when you carried a lamp, it didn't put out much light, if you can imagine just carrying a candle. Well, it just shines a little circle of light, really just enough to light your next step. And isn't this so often the way God leads us? He doesn't tell us what's coming 10 years down the road. That would probably really scare us to know that. But He shows us the next step. And this is the way you need to learn to live your life. Yes, you should think strategically about things that have a long-term impact. But very much you should learn to say, God, what is it that you want to do in my life today? Because God will allow circumstances into your life that you could not foresee. You didn't know what you're facing now was going to be facing you, maybe even just a week ago. But here you are, and you need to know what God wants you to do. Well, make it the pattern of your life to just spend time in God's Word every single day. Yes, we have this little time together on the radio, but I encourage you in your own personal life to have a time set aside each day to just open your Bible, read a chapter, and allow God to speak to you. God will begin to shape your heart and mind. He'll give you insights. He'll take you to passages of Scripture that are just what you need at just the right time. It'll be a lamp to your feet. You'll understand what step you need to take next. And a light to your path, just showing you the way forward. Well, learning to think about what the Bible says and how it has a bearing on what you're facing. Yeah, it's amazing, absolutely amazing, how God can speak directly into your circumstance through a passage of Scripture. Out of the blue, just what you need. But you miss it if you don't get your Bible open. I'm John North.